7 minutes past 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and if you've been with us for the duration of the show, you will no doubt remember our earlier interview with Arthur Bertram from the Dolphin Coast Striders, where he alluded to the fact that part of what the Striders offers is, well, shall we say, coaching, track coaching. Well, they look at your the way you move and give you some kind of guidelines as to how to improve. Well, that is essentially biokinetics. It's kind of a new term to many, myself included. I had no real idea what biokinetics was. I knew about physiotherapy and I knew about gym and all of those things. But a while back we had an interview with SA biokineticists Nick Akampora, and it was part of the Dolphin Coast Riders chat that we had this conversation, and he suggested, after I had said, you know, it's all very well for you guys, but you know, when you get to a certain stage where you have suffering from old injuries, etc., and you just accept that that's the way life is, he said, no, you're wrong. We can always improve. And I thought, so we had a bit of a challenge. That was several months ago. Since then, I have been a regular visitor to SA Biokinetics at now the new VIT 24 is where SA Bio is to be discovered. And with me in the studio right now is one of those illustrious biokineticists, Matthew Payne. It's appropriate, that name. Hello. What's wrong?
Hello, Dave. Hello, Dave.
No, I was just looking to see. Everyone looks like a ghast. Are you serious? The man's name is Payne.
Yeah. Yeah.
My it's like word.
I was born for it.
Okay. No. That, it's a very... it's a, I was going to say, that build-up to the whole biokinetics thing probably was maybe, in a sense, for some, a little bit too much.
No, it is beautiful.
So let's bring it back to reality. What is biokinetics?
Biokinetics is known as life movements, or biokinetics stands for life movement specialist in the long term. So,
is it a relatively new discipline?
One of the youngest medical faculties and fast-growing worldwide.
Why did you decide to follow this career?
So when I was young, playing sports, and physiotherapy is great, but there was just something missing for me. I wanted that high performance. Not that you can't do that being a physio or a chiro, but biokinetics just gives you that extra edge where you can fill that gap between injury and long-term kind of getting back into your job or your sports, and you build relationship with your clients, and it's made such an impact not only on the patients we see, but on ourselves, because we get to see those results. And as you progress through, whether you've got chronic low back pain, high cholesterol, we see the results, because movement has been proven over and over to make you literally healthier.
And this is, I would imagine, why so many people are becoming excited at the prospect that no matter where you are, you might be ultra fit and wanting to improve, or you might have a niggle here or there, and there's always room for improvement, but you might also be relatively sedentary and thinking that, well, that's just as life goes, that's your lot, so you're going to have handle it. And of course, in between, there are all sorts of, everyone is different, and this is, I think, where the bio approach is exciting, because you take everyone individually and make an assessment that is designed exclusively or especially for each case. How do you go about assessing a person's needs?
That's the great question. So normally we have a protocol we follow, whether you've got an injury or if you have to be there long term for your health, whether it's like diabetes or some comorbidity. And what we do is we generally start you off with a history, and we take you through everything, and then we've got like a gait analysis and a postural assessment. And to an extent, we do body fat, so body composition. We kind of get an all-round repo on what your health looks like. And then from there, we kind of put you in a final phase rehab where we build you back up to where you want to be, but also where we feel what you can do. And that's where Nick was right, that you can do more than what you felt you could. Mm. So the more time you spend moving, the healthier you become. And something about human beings is exactly like the chair that you're sitting on. We actually designed to sit quite deep. Our joints lose mobility as we go on about our lives. And the minute we regain that mobility, we regain function and health, mm-hmm. and we realize, hey, I feel better today.
So, obviously, there are those that consider it a bit of a luxury. You don't really need to get fit if you're not going to compete in any kind of sport, etc. But your philosophy would be no. In fact, you live better when you are better. That sounds odd. Tastes so good because they eat so good. But it's true. You do. You actually feel better about yourself and those around you when you are less cranky, when you're less quirky with the aches and pains that come, particularly with, you know, aging is a thing. It's a natural progression, and it's something to be embraced, really. But there's no reason to go down a morbidity track and just accept that that's the way it is. In fact, you can remain, I would imagine, healthy till the time comes for you to finally close your eyes for the last time. You can always, I believe that is absolutely true, having spent the last couple of months now seeing personally the results, and we've still got an awfully long way to go. I have to add, it's not a destination that we are approaching, it's a journey.
It's a journey.
Yeah, right. But it is, it's a remarkable, in a sense, relief to know that you don't have to accept the status quo. You don't have to feel awkward about it either, because this is a philosophy or a modality, if you call it that, where literally you come to a point where with all of your idiosyncrasies and quirks and etc., you're in good hands. You're expected to have some reason to be there. No one's judging you negatively or anything like that. You don't need to feel uncomfortable. So many older folk that I see when I go to bio in the mornings are discovering that they can get back up and out and off the crutches and off the medication and out on the bowling green or out on the beach or the boardwalk. And there's a gigantic smile that is replacing that old age frown. Have you noticed how many old people, when they wander past, are like really looking grumpy? It's because they're in pain. Because they're shuffling. Why? Why? It's easy to go and grab a pill. But that's not necessarily the right route. What would your approach to that be?
Yeah, correct. So if you look at pain, pain isn't supposed to be there, but it's a natural response from your body to tell you that change needs to happen. Something's wrong. So now we develop pain, whether it's chronic low back pain or knee pain. Now all of a sudden you start fixing things and then the pain goes away. And you're like, ah. Then you start to realize maybe there's something to this pain cycle that we call pain. And just moving and stretching and the joints get relief. And quite a lot happens. But if you can walk 1K and then the next day you try 1.5 and then the next day it's 2. And then you look again, you've walked 5Ks. What actually happened there is your body adapted to your load. So if you are in pain, there's no reason why your body can't readapt. And we very well know that the body can adapt to degeneration, but it's not supposed to fall apart. So the research shows that your body's actually got 110 years plus minus of life. But we can see how we're just falling more and more backwards down this chain. So
it's interesting, there's been a lot of work done, I believe, at extraordinary amount of money spent on research into reversing the aging process. And apparently, going forward, people will be able to live to 130 quite happily.
Yeah.
If you've got the wherewithal to reverse the way genes, cells break down, etc. They're reversing all of that.
Yes.
So what you're talking about is, in a sense, a low-tech version of that. You're doing it naturally without adding the advantages.
So like if you're training, everything is picking up. Your heart's getting stronger. Your bone mass is kind of building itself. Your muscles are getting stronger. Your tendons. And in that process, you're actually getting healthier. That's all that's happening. So today I could walk 1K. Tomorrow I can walk 1.5. Next week I'll walk 2. I was literally able to do that because my body got stronger. And the same applies in whether you're at your desk or whether you're running on a track. The load is different, but your lifestyle should be at a place where we get you to, this is where I need to be, but I can do more, but I'm feeling great, so let me carry on.
I think that's the message. If you are happy with your lot in life right now, ignore what you've just heard. But if you believe that there is a little bit of a ray of sunshine on your horizon, pop into SA Bio. You'll find them at the Odyssey Center in the Fit 24 building. make an appointment. Possibly that's a good idea. Leah has raised her hand. This is good for radio. Everyone can see your hand is raised.
No, but you can. I don't want to interject, but I actually just wanted to add, like you said, if you feel like this is not your lot in life and you would like to start, I was chatting to two of Matt's colleagues, Katia and Elka, and they told me about a special offer that they're going to be hosting for the remainder of Feb, where you can actually do a body composition test. And I wanted to ask you, Matt, do you think this is a good place for people to start with a body composition test? And how could that really be like a starting point?
Yeah, that is a great start, because, you know, getting to know your health, where your body fat is, you know, even just flexibility with body composition can kind of put you on the path for success. So yeah, that's an extraordinary offer, and I think it's a really great thing.
Yeah, so that's until the end of Feb, and like Dave said, you can actually book your appointment. May I give the good people the number for Biokinetics?
And the bad people,
especially the bad people. If you'd like to book one of those appointments for a body composition test, like Matt just said, it's a great place to start. You can contact them at 063-853-6765. Pop them a WhatsApp and schedule your appointment.
And if that was too fast and furious, or you don't have a pen, just go online, sabiokineticists.com. It's all there for you. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I look forward to seeing you in the... Actually, I don't, because that surname... Hey,
hey.
And apparently
there's
good pain and there's bad pain, apparently. That's what I picked up at Bio not long ago. So we'll concentrate on the... Till the next time, you're on Radio Life and Style on The Morning Show. Here is Chris Norman and Susie Quattro. It's a backtrack taking you back to...
Our love is alive.
This one.